But that will test as well.
3 hours is long enough.
They were running out of
equipment. 2.5 hours, actually. But they got there 15 minutes late. There was nothing we could do about that.
But they were all very complimentary about your presentation and about my statement. And why
don't you think it was enough?
I think it was more than enough, Mr. President.
Because frankly, if you get on to too many questions, let me ask you, I'll take a look at your statement so that I'll have it in mind. What kind of questions did you
enough,
get a chance to answer?
Your mind and mine work so similarly now that I had a big section on who won. Which was?
I know I should say that because...
Oh, it was important.
That's what Bradford said the other night.
No, it was very important, but it was amusing because I had exactly the same. I said, a number of you had questions, and I said, who won? I said, well, the president's already covered it, so I didn't read the part I had written, which was the same, almost the same that you had said, namely that neither side wins.
Neither side wins. One has a vested interest in... in changing the situation.
So, the thing, most of the questions, almost everyone who got up said he was for the agreement and complimented us.
Did Fulbright ask anything?
Yeah, Fulbright, he was very complimentary. Yeah.
Incidentally, did you notice that I struck the date in there? I said that we'd like to have it done.
Yeah, that was good.
1st of September, which got we don't want it before that. But then, by saying the 1st of September, I also thought it was important to recognize the consortiums because I thought it was very important to tell them because, and then to say we've got to go ahead and want to go ahead in October if possible, and the other thing comes, so that they know that.
No, that was, that worked well. Two other complaints. and I really whacked. I mean, I was very nice to him. I said, it's a very good question. It concerned us very much. And therefore, I want to tell you why he's done it. Well, his question was, there's no upper limit put on the Soviet missile. It's put in terms of what's under construction. So what if the Soviets suddenly say they have 400 more? And I pointed out that we have confidence in our means of verification. I went through the whole process of how we studied this problem. Then he said, well, also...
And that, of course, we would breach, right?
That's right. Then he said about light and heavy missiles. That's not specified, so that gave me a chance to dazzle the others. I said, now this happens to be a subject on which the President and Brezhnev spent 3 hours. Because
that's the kind of thing they
wanted to do.
I bet they sat there with their mouths open on that.
Now you take the silo dimension problem, and I could give him all that garbage. You know, no one will remember a word of it.
The thing that you might say,
but
that you might say this, that I remember one thing that you, when you're giving your little, when you get out to see the movie stars and so forth, you could say that Brezhnev drew pictures of the silos, and he drew it on a white sheet of paper with a red pencil. You remember he did?
Oh, yeah. That's the sort of thing a movie guy people would love.
Yeah. And then you went on to the technical things. What do you think is going to be based on this thing?
Well, the other departments now have to follow our line. They can't deviate from it.
But do they have enough of the lines? Is Laird going to go, your opening statement gave the line, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and I made a pretty tough defense of his position, but I did it in a more elegant way than he does.
Well, why in the hell does he say that this makes it necessary for us to spend more? Now, if he says that we must continue our programs until we negotiate it, because otherwise they have no incentive, that's the way I would say it, the way you say it. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly understandable.
Well, and you can even say that we have to do some more things if you say it in the right way. But you can't say, we've just made a disarmament agreement, therefore let's spend more money. Privately over here, I said, of course.
you up in a way that they were...
I thought your opening statement was outstanding.
Well, but I
had... I liked the Wilson quote at the end, and I thought it was very well done.
It's a nice little quote. I remember years ago, my clients and the children. He said that just before he had his stroke.
I thought it was
his last
beautiful.
My clients are the next generation, the future generation. I remember our clients. But I want to say what I was going to say to your group. I think it's very important to get across that we decline executive privilege, but in a nice way, and say that, but we want to, you will be available to answer questions. But another thing I thought was important to get across, because I knew you were going to talk about the presidential role, it was that little segment, why presidential role in this case?
Yep.
And that there are two reasons. It isn't just that it cuts across departments, many things cut across departments, but also in dealing with the Soviet system of government, decisions of involving the survival of the country are made at the highest level and discussed at the highest level.
Some jackass, a Democrat, said, well, what did he do in Moscow? Fraser, I think, of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Said, what did he do in Moscow? The whole story was leaked before Moscow, and that gave me a chance to really whack it.
That's what you're saying.
Well, so first of all, you have to, it isn't just a question of what did he do in Moscow, so you have to consider the fact that every breakthrough in the negotiations was in the private channel between the president and Brezhnev. So secondly, there were four major issues, and I just went through them. That were unsettled. The president sat up a good part of the night, his associates, and put myself personally into it.
Sure. That was good. I'm glad to see that kind of a question is a damn good one to get, though, isn't it? It was good for the press.
Terrific for the press. You know, if I had volunteered it, they would have said he's self-serving. If a Republican had asked it, they would have said he planned it.
That's right. But here's Fraser asking the question.
It may not have been Fraser, but anyway, it was a Democrat. It was not a friendly question. It was not asked in a friendly way.
Right. Oh, well, they're hurt, don't you think?
The Democrats?
Yeah.
On foreign policy, they got nothing. I mean, everybody...
You see the enormous play or China does in the press. I didn't see the TV coverage.
It was the lead item.
Was it?
I didn't see it. But
and the Gardner strip, but not at the same time. Of course, it's raised expectations, but that's all right. You won't shoot them down. When do you get back?
A week from Friday.
That's about right. For Gardner, probably issue his statement.
Probably he won't make the same.
Probably there, you don't think so. Oh, you might say something about solidarity.
Oh, yeah, he'll have to mumble something. Oh, they'll issue a joint statement. And but that doesn't mean anything. Lee Gartow seems to be in Moscow. I think they're putting the arm under that something. Because at the airport in Hanoi, in Delhi, Podgorny said there must be a rapid end of the war now.
Yeah.
Picked up by every newspaper. Well, the Soviet press is barely mentioning the Vietnam these days.
Let me ask you something. I told Haldeman to get to you for only your use as a matter of discretion. And I wouldn't do it late, but this is a secondary source. Two copies of that last Gallup poll showing that commanding lead over Montgomery and the Carson Humphrey.
I didn't see them.
So we had to show it with volatile races, a 20-point lead over Montgomery.
That came out last Sunday?
Sunday, yeah. And with Wallace in the race, it's a 14-point lead over Montgomery. So what I'm getting at is that these people who you want to play the he's going to be around line, the Joe and line. And I'm sure Green doesn't need to see it. He's probably read it and already mentioned it back. But,
well, no, the Russians have bet on you, but so have the Chinese in a way.
Yeah, that was in the Sunday papers. You didn't get a copy
of course, I couldn't have. I was in Japan.
We'll send it.
I'll get it.
Haldeman sent you copies of it. I'll see.
Oh, it will be next Sunday.
No, it was printed last Sunday.
What's printed?
All the congressmen, senators, of course, they're all in the council back. The problem is, of course, it's so high that it now has to come down because the buildup of government goes on. But what is your feeling as to why the Mexican president would talk about it's necessary to get reelected? I mean, he's looking, he thinks we will be, and it's relaxing.
No, I think, Mr. President, that the other countries know that you are the only serious leader. They'd rather deal with a serious man, even if he's tougher.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
That was very interesting. He was all up.
There's no question that around the world you have the highest prestige now among the non-communist leaders anyway. And it has nothing to do with whether the people agree with you or not. And one thing that has helped, that has given you another boost, is that May 8th decision.
Even in Japan?
Oh, everything. Because it worked. Hell, people don't even know we mine the harbors. I mean, this was something Johnson was terrified of. It's disappeared from the newspaper.
Sure, yes. What is the situation as to how you see this thing playing out? Is the story, as a result of the debate, going to become negative? And, well, maybe the United States did lose, or is there any other thing?
Which is it?
On salt. Dulles, for example, would have been Secretary of State. You could have left it to him. with him are much closer to my thinking that Romito is to his. What I mean is, that's the beauty of the presidential advisory letter. I don't think you can use the Secretary of State for this kind of operation. Do you? With the Congress. Are you can use it for the great issue.
Not unless he has a totally, totally different relation with you and is really simultaneously a presidential advisor. And it's sort of like that the rank of Secretary of State is a handicap. But then, of course, the way Roger has conceived his role, always with traveling with a lot of press, all of it makes it much harder to deal with that.
But he's made a mistake in that respect, you know. Dulles didn't do that. He never took a hell of a lot of press.
Hell, I get more publicity by never taking press.
But when Bill goes, Henry, he takes a big plane, but he loads a thing with press, he briefs them, he has, you know, all that other thing. But it's just, I guess it's the way that they do it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a stupid way of doing it because these foreign governments really prefer to have a confidential relationship. They know when they talk to me that it will never get out. We've not had a single leak on any conversation.
Yes, I mean, you went right straight through, didn't you?
Yeah, I stopped. Only while the guns were being fired. That was just a minute, and it went with very well.
Because I felt that because of the shortness of time, it was better.
Oh, there was no break.
To go right ahead and get the damn thing done.
Yeah, there was no break at all. And at one point, McGregor had thought we might have a break, but we didn't have one.
Oh, sir.
First, they were making formal statements of their own, but Fulbright was quite constructive and said at the end, his only regret is that the country couldn't hear my statement. Mm. He would have liked to have had it on national television.
Yeah.
But that was the correct decision, though. That's,
I think so.
No question.
There will be a time to be on national television, but not before the committee. And not before it is committee.
No, it's better to do it otherwise. To do it, frankly, if I ever did it, I would like to do it with some abrasive newsman, somebody who's dragged.
You've got to get these questions, Henry, a minute ago.
I'd much rather have somebody like Kelp than somebody like Howard K. Smith.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You give me a polite question, and I'll give you a dull broker.
Yeah. Now, rather was a setup for you. I mean, personally, unpleasant, but it is. He looked like a ferret. He asked petty questions.
Incidentally, you feel based on this that we've done the Congress adequately now. There isn't anything more.
As far as the White House is concerned.
I meant it, that's what I meant. Exactly. Yeah. Some of them will come rattling down to see you again. But that's all right, too.
Well, I might at some point meet with the two foreign relations committees separately.
Yeah.
Just a massage. Like that, maybe at the end of July, if you think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'd let them take the issue.
It's just tougher than to attack ourselves.
That's why this meeting was important, so that we didn't. You see, if Rogers and Laird and Smith had gone up there and just carried the ball along, inevitably they would have built the phony issue. Well, why doesn't Kissinger? What is a secret agreement? What are they? Nobody raised any secret agreements.
Yeah, that question was asked, and I gave an answer which included your letter too. Well, I went through all the understandings.
Oh.
And somebody had asked me earlier whether we were going to build those three submarines. I said, well, there's a good chance that we won't because we'll subsume them to the arms program and we may keep the Titans, but we might change our mind later. But our present intention is. So then when somebody asked me about the secret things, I said, well, we gave you everything that's mutually agreed to. Now, there are things said in the record, for example, in the record where we were discussing submarine. We have said things that indicated what I have now said on the record previously already, that we may not convert the time. I thought it was better to get it out. No one can say we lied. If it ever Well, not until we get the arms.
Well, that's what I mean. In the next 5 years, that's all the letter says.
That's right.
It doesn't cover after that, does it? It just says we are going to build three more. Well, I think we really covered about everything. We covered it. Right over there. Covered it. The defense program. Condemns, you know, the government would have a hell of a problem with that. Because you could really make the case that unilaterally cutting back defense now, or failing to go forward with an adequate program that was credible, would torpedo the chances for a permanent offensive limitation.
Yeah, that's what I told them this morning, or that that's not in the words, but in that spirit.
Same old thing, I mean, that
after Deacon Laird was sore that we hadn't given him the authority to bomb in the north.
Oh, I see.
Although, you know, this has become a myth now. The only authority he asked for was to attack missile sites in the north.
I remember you, I went into that, and you said, because I said, well, was our restraint responsible for this invasion? You pointed out they never asked for...
All they asked to hit was missile sites. I felt for us to pay the political price to hit missile sites was wrong. We should hit when...
If they had come in and said, look, we see a hull building across the DMZ, we want to have massive strikes on that in order to protect our forces, we expect an offensive, we might have made a different decision, but they never said that.
Never said that, because they didn't expect an offensive across the DMZ.
Seriously, you think we didn't do anything? well, in that line or
no, no, but
they seem much better.
No, but he said it was a sort of a nasty question. It may have been stupidity. And I think it gave me a chance to hit it out of the ballpark.
And you said they were each four years and you had a break on a curse. We prepared the old man.
I will send you reports from the